from the National Weather Service is again on the line. John?
Yes, Glenn.
What can you tell us now?
I've got a little good news for us. It looks like good news and bad news, as they say. It looks like pretty well west of I-65. Things are shaping up, clearing out, but we still have problems east of I-65. I think that reference point is probably a pretty good one, and things are still working pretty good over to the east of us. There's some activity.
Well, we just had a new warning issued, I think. Byron Crawford was just repeating that as you called in.
For areas down to the south and east of us, that's where it is. So the bulk of the activity is to the south and east of us. I just wanted to pass along that from present indications, there's not too much to the west of us, and so it looks like we can breathe a little freer here in the Jefferson County area for the next few hours anyhow, but we'll get back to you.
John, I had a call a few minutes ago from a fellow in central Indiana, and they are apparently having some difficulty getting weather information in central Indiana. Do you have any indication of what, would it be about the same, those areas that are east of I-65?
Well, probably a little further east in Indiana. It looks like the line of stuff is staying to the east, and that would extend on to the northeast of Louisville also. That would confine the activity in Indiana pretty much to, well, like you say, east of I-65 seems to be where the activity is concentrated. West of that in Indiana also, I would think we can breathe a bit freer. I hate to get over in Indiana because it's property that belongs to Indianapolis. And
we haven't seen anything pass along lately on the wire, which you do include on that, the information for Indiana. So,
I was just talking to the judge, the court down in Nelson County. You could see one right out his window. And the Dry Ridge State Police just phoned in, and they see one out there, went up there in Dry Ridge. So that bears out the heavy activity to the east of us. But we're getting no reports of any activity at all west of I-65 at the present time.
What about the front? Does it look like it's moved in pretty close?
Well, the front is still quite a ways to the west of us. It's down in West Kentucky. Normally in a situation like this, this heavy activity, severe activity, is confined to an area well east of the front. The front finally comes through. It may break out a shower or something like that. But for the most part, when these things come through this way, the heavy activity, 50 to 100 miles east of the front and on eastward. And that's, we're talking that squall line activity. So that's what we're getting now, that this looks like the backside of this time being. But I think we'll keep looking at it closely and get back to you in 30 minutes or so. How about that?
Fine, John. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
John Burke from the National Weather Service. And for those of you in eastern Kentucky, we're going to be with
up until midnight, I understand, with information on the weather, as Glenn was about to say.
We'll go as long as necessary
to keep you posted about what's happening throughout the state of Kentucky. Bears repeating right now at this point that we have two tornado warnings in effect for two areas of Kentucky until 9 o'clock tonight, which is 23 minutes away from now, for persons in Owen, Grant, Pendleton, Bracken, Anderson, Franklin, Scott, Harrison, Robertson, Mason, Woodford, Fayette, Bourbon, Nicholas, Wayne, Pulaski, McCreary, Laurel, Whitley, Knox, and Clay counties. A tornado warning in effect until 9 o'clock for those areas, and the newest tornado warning until 9:15 this evening for persons in the Kentucky counties of Metcalf, Greene, Adair, Taylor, Marion, Casey, Washington, Mercer, Boyle, Lincoln, Jessamine, Garrett, and also Nelson, Spencer, and Anderson and Madison counties in Kentucky. If threatening conditions are cited, be prepared to move to a place of safety. That's a tornado warning for those areas until 9:15 tonight. Also, along with city schools being closed tomorrow, we've just received word from Father Casper that all Catholic schools in Louisville and Jefferson County will be closed tomorrow. Still no word as to what will happen to the county public schools tomorrow, but at this point we do know Catholic schools in Louisville and Jefferson County will be closed. Public schools in Louisville will be closed. Also,
it has been suggested to us, and I think it would be appropriate to make a correction. We have been told at one point during the evening that we had five deaths in the immediate area around Louisville, the immediate metropolitan area. Fortunately, we are able to revise that downward. We are told now that the various agencies have confirmed only three deaths. So let's lower that for the metropolitan Louisville area to three. For the area all across Kentucky, we can drop it to 14 now. We don't have these deaths pinpointed exactly. We are told that there were a couple in the Elizabethtown area. As soon as it is possible for us to give you an exact location and, yes, an identification of the victims, we will do so.
We have identification on some of the victims in Indiana. So far, reported to us from Borden, Indiana, the person killed there was 73-year-old Harvey Lee Peace. Killed at DePauw were 48-year-old Joyce J. Lincoln. Two people were killed near Greensburg, Indiana. 50-year-old Miss Emma Fry of Seymour was killed in her automobile 5 miles southeast of Greensburg. 71-year-old Frank Duvelius was also killed in Greensburg. 85-year-old Nimmy Waite was killed at Medora in Jackson County in Indiana. And there are two fatalities in the Chelsea, Indiana area. As yet, there have not been identities on those. Okay, now continuing on, some of the other things that we have here, and it begins to be a problem for people who have homes damaged or who have problems. And I'm going to just quickly repeat the areas which still are open for people if you need somewhere to sleep tonight. Wagner High School is still taking people. Highland Junior High School is still taking people who may need a place to sleep tonight. However, Ballard High School is already full. Thomas Jefferson Unitarian Church on Old Brownsboro Road, south of the Holiday Manor Shopping Center, is also taking people for the night. And we have one other. The Westbury Apartments on Linden Lane across from Camelot will take anyone needing shelter for the night. You should contact Maria Estelle, who is the manager there at the Westbury Apartments on Linden Lane across from Camelot. Glenn?
Chuck, I think we have a report that we have taped here somewhere. Jeff, if you could locate that for us, please, a report from Elizabethtown by Ron Boone on what happened down there.
In the Elizabethtown, Hardin County area, there are two deaths. These are confirmed, but names are not being released pending notification of next of kin. An unconfirmed report says the two deaths are related from the same family, a family of eight. One of the deaths is a two-year-old child. The other death is a gentleman, and state police are not releasing the names on the identity of these two people until next of kin are notified. And the family is so large, as we understand, that it's hard to track down all of the members of the family. There's been considerable property damage in the Elizabethtown area, the North City Limits area of Elizabethtown. This reporter was on the scene and saw one mobile home park completely flattened. Also across the street from the mobile home park on North Dixie, the Clayton Mobile Homes, a new business in Elizabethtown. Mobile homes literally turn end on end and upside down. The complete inventory of Clayton Mobile Homes wiped out in one fell swoop. Apparently, the tornado from various sightings in Hardin County came from the west and northwest and moved towards the east and southeast. It struck in the Colesburg and Tunnel Hill areas, and the two deaths were apparently in the Colesburg area of Hardin County. Once again, considerable property damage as well as two deaths in the Elizabethtown-Hardin County area. This follows in the wake of a storm which destroyed a mobile home park Friday night at Plantation Park, which is only about an air mile from where the second destructive tornado struck down this afternoon. I'm Ron Boone reporting from Elizabethtown.
I'm Chuck Paddock. This is WHAS Radio. It's now 17 minutes before 9. We're staying on the air with continuous news about the weather situation after tornadoes ripped through Indiana, Kentucky, the metro Louisville area, as you just heard, Elizabethtown, and now they're moving into eastern Kentucky. At this point, we should repeat two warnings in effect until 9 p.m. for persons in Owen, Grant, Pendleton, Bracken, Anderson, Franklin, Scott, Harrison, Robertson, Mason, Woodford, Fayette, that's the metro Lexington area, Bourbon, Nicholas, Wayne, Pulaski, McCreary, Laurel, Whitney, Knox, and Clay counties in Kentucky. Until 9 o'clock, you're under a tornado warning. The newest tornado warning, in effect until 9:15, a little over a half hour from now, for persons in the Kentucky counties of Metcalf, Greene, Adair, Taylor, Marion, Casey, Washington, Mercer, Boyle, Lincoln, Jessamine, and Garrett, along with Nelson, Spencer, Anderson, and Madison counties in Kentucky, a tornado warning for those areas until 9:15 this evening.
Chuck, there is a little bit of confusion. We should point out again that that curfew, people may think, well, I live there, I'm going home, or they may think, well, I work there, I'm going to work there. That's not an excuse. It's an absolute curfew in that area in the eastern section of the county.
Right.
And people should understand that, and they are, you know, that serious about it.
I would tend to think, Jeff, that unless they work at some type of an industry which would be vital to the city at this point in that eastern section of the county, or city as it may be, that they won't have to go to work tonight because the judge, the county judge, and I understand city government has asked that anybody who has a business in Jefferson County, the city of Louisville, and can possibly shut down for this third shift tonight should do so. And I would, you know, it's only logical that if there's a curfew for the eastern part of the county and eastern part of the city, that those businesses will not be open tonight. So there's no need to go to work in that area. And like you say, a lot of people may think that, well, I live there, I'm going there. But they're going to be stopped by the police or the National Guard.
A number of people have been stranded in the downtown area, have made attempts to get home in the eastern section of the county, and have gotten so far and then realized that there's absolutely no way they can proceed. Save yourself the trouble and stay downtown. That is really all you can do. Don't attempt the trip and think that you can get by the curfew because you live there. At any rate, enough said.
Okay, now the tremor that we felt earlier across Indiana and Kentucky about 6:05, 6:10 this evening, as we confirmed earlier on the telephone, and it's been confirmed now on the teletype, that a moderate earthquake was recorded today by the National Earthquake Information Service, the U.S. Geological Survey, at Boulder, Colorado. The quake occurred at 5:05 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, which would be 6 o'clock Louisville time, 6:05, and was located in central Illinois. The magnitude was computed at 4.5 to 5, on the Richter scale. The quake was felt from Chicago to Nashville and from St. Louis to Columbus. Now, this is the largest earthquake in the Midwest since back in 1968 when they had one that registered 5.3 on the Richter scale. And as I said, it was located in Metro Louisville, and we also felt it in this area. And now here's Byron Crawford.
Chuck, I have some terribly grim news. And we always hesitate to put these figures on the air. But I've been in touch with authorities who are probably as close to the Brandenburg situation as you can be without actually being in the town of Brandenburg. And although the authorities caution me that they have not yet confirmed the figure, the unconfirmed figure of dead in Brandenburg is 22 persons. Our newsroom had heard... had been getting some bad reports from Brandenburg, some reports indicating that as many as 26 persons had been killed by the tornado this afternoon at Brandenburg. The authorities with whom I spoke, again, cautioned me that they have not yet confirmed these figures of 22 dead in Brandenburg, Kentucky, but they also said it'll probably be sometime tomorrow, possibly early tomorrow morning, before they are positive exactly how many persons have been killed at Brandenburg, apparently. And, of course, if that is true, if 22 persons were killed at Brandenburg, then that would certainly be the worst figure for a single city that we have had so far, and Brandenburg is not a large community. Again, to repeat, authorities who have been taking reports out of the tornado stricken city of Brandenburg, Kentucky, indicate that unconfirmed reports say 22 persons have been killed at Brandenburg. They are in the process now of trying to sift out fact from rumor and decide exactly how accurate that figure is. 22 is the unconfirmed report of those dead in Brandenburg. Chuck, you have something new?
Well, Glenn has something here, I guess. Glenn?
I don't know whether... you can decipher this or not by yourself, Chuck, but the Red Cross is asking help in locating a 10-year-old boy. This youngster has blonde hair and blue eyes. His father's name is Leonard Curry. And if you have information about 10-year-old Fletcher Curry, please contact the family at 458-6069.
What area might he be in? Do you know?
I have only that information there, Chuck.
Okay.
All right. A few moments ago, we ran down the identities of the dead in southern Indiana and central Indiana. At this point, we have a list, an updated list from the Associated Press, of the fatalities and the injured, but not all the identities, from Indiana. And I'll attempt to go over those now at this point. In Jefferson County, Indiana, at Chelsea, 2 dead. At Jefferson County, Indiana, in Hanover, 1 dead. At Hamburg in Franklin County, Indiana, 2 dead, 7 injured. Cortland in Jackson County, 1 dead. Ohio County, 1 dead. Dearborn County, 1 dead. Switzerland County, 1 dead. Greensburg and Decatur County, 1 dead. Ripley County, 1 dead. Otterbein in Tippecanoe County of Indiana, 1 dead, 4 injured. Branchville in Perry County, 1 dead, 1 critically injured. DePauw in Harrison County across the river from Louisville, 1 dead. Rochester in Marshall County, 2 dead. Borden in Clark County, 1 dead, 41 injured, 1 critically. Here's a list of injuries from Hancock County, 27 admitted to the Hancock County Hospital. In Kennard in Indiana, 8 injuries. Parker, Indiana, 6 injuries. Bartholomew County, that's the Salem, Indiana area, or the Columbus, Indiana area, 6 injured. And checking back, we might best repeat, it never hurts to repeat these enough, I imagine, the tornado warnings, which are now in effect until 9 o'clock this evening for Owen, Grant, Pendleton, Bracken, Anderson, Franklin, Scott, Harrison, Robertson, Mason, Woodford, Fayette, Bourbon, Nicholas, Wayne, Pulaski, McCreary, Laurel, Whitley, Knox, and Clay counties in Kentucky until 9 o'clock, a tornado warning. And until 9:15 this evening, Metcalf, Green, Adair, Taylor, Marion, Casey, Washington, Mercer, Boyle, Lincoln, Jessamine, Garrett, Nelson, Spencer, Anderson, and Madison counties in Kentucky, a tornado warning until 9:15. Glenn Baston, you have some more information.
Well, I have Civil Defense Headquarters in Frankfort on the line now. Mr. Arnett, you tell me that you can indeed confirm that tragedy in the Brandenburg area.
Yes, the tornado pretty much hit Brandenburg full scale. We have a confirmed 23 casualties at Brandenburg.
What time? Do you have any idea what time this all happened? Was this prior to Louisville? Or?
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Say it again.
I'm just trying to get some idea of what actually happened down there. It was a tornado. What did it sweep through a residential section, or do you have that information?
And? Okay, they were right in the path of the tornado, and it walked right through town and just went on out the other side. It happened to hit the residential and business district, which, of course, made it all the casualties.
Was this late afternoon that this occurred?
I'm trying to look here at a report when it hit. I've got a number here about 4:10 this afternoon.
What else around the state have you been able to confirm to this point?
Okay, we've had a number of casualties other than Brandenburg. We had a couple in Elizabethtown, a couple in Frankfort, and I think 3 in Irvington at this present time.
Well, when you add in the 3 that we have had here in metropolitan Louisville, we're going to exceed, at this point, 30 deaths around Kentucky.
That's affirmative.
Is there anything that Civil Defense would like to request of those in the Kentucky area?
Well, those that are listening to the radio at this present time, we, of course, want to clear all the outside areas. We have emergency vehicles on the way. If they're not there, they're pretty much going down the streets trying to take care of all the emergencies that have arisen. If you have no official function outside right at the present time, we request you stay indoors. Of course, listen to the radio. And if anybody calls on assistance, I'm sure everybody is going to be cooperative in this respect.
Are you soliciting volunteers?
Not right at this present time. Most of the volunteer efforts will have to go into full scale tomorrow around daybreak.
I guess it's a rather difficult chore just to dig in and find the injured people at this point.
That's affirmative. We've got National Guard alerted in several areas at the present time. Of course, the city police, fire department's rescue squads are out searching right at the present time in the areas. There's going to be many rural areas that we cannot get to right at present time, but we hope to get to them as soon as possible.
If there is anyone that is in need of assistance anywhere in the state, is there a central place they can go to that they can telephone if possible? Or
yes, we have this open here as a central point for Kentucky, of course. It's in the basement of the Capitol. Phone number here is 564-4796. If we can give any assistance at all, that's what we're here for.
You're in the 502 area code.
Yes.
564-4796 for Civil Defense Headquarters in Frankfort.
Yes.
Well, I thank you very much for that report, and if you will check with us or we'll check with you throughout the evening, we would appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Civil Defense in Frankfort, and unfortunately giving us confirmation of what is a terrible tragedy in the Brandenburg area with 23 deaths confirmed there. They have added to that several from other sections of Kentucky, and we now will exceed more than 30 deaths from those storms which swept through the Kentucky area and in some cases into Indiana. And as Chuck Paddock listed for you moments ago, there have been several deaths throughout Indiana. We'll continue to try to get information on this.
Yes, Glenn, meteorologist Dave Reeves at the Weather Service, who has been with us most of the afternoon and tonight. Dave, what is the situation now?
At the present time, everything in western Kentucky, west of the Interstate 65, is clear of thunderstorm activity, and we think the threat of other thunderstorm activity in that area is over for the evening. We do have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect in northern Kentucky counties of Boone, Kenton, and Campbell. And there's still some heavy thunderstorm activity in general in the eastern half of the state. We heard from Dry Ridge State Police about 20 minutes ago, and they were seeing a funnel go by in front of their station.
Where was this, Dave?
Dry Ridge. That's in Grant County.
Right.
So everything is now as active as in eastern part of the state, and hopefully it'll be diminishing here in the next few hours.
All right. Thank you, Dave Reeves. We appreciate it, and we'll be talking with you later on.
All right, sir.
This is WHAS, and time is about 4 minutes before 9 o'clock. Glenn Baston.
I have, I have Curtis Craig of LG&E on the phone, and we were chatting about some of the problems that the electric company is having. Let's go on the air, Curtis, and if you will, please give us an updated situation.
All right. We've had more numbers out in the past, but most of our people that have been with the company a long time say that they can foresee longer hours and more work to restore service in this one than in anything they have ever seen. So it could possibly be one of the worst that we've ever had.
What about that water company situation, Curtis?
The pole lines serving the water company, so many poles were down that they don't have time to put those back up. But they picked out a shorter route for a temporary line. They're digging the holes now. The poles are on the way, the other materials, and that's the top priority of all the jobs.
So we do have an optimistic outlook at least for that.
I think so. We don't have a time schedule on it, but that's the number one project.
Are there any areas of the city or the county or in your service area that are really large in nature and without power?
I'm not sure that I can pick an area. If we did pick one, it would be in the east end of the vicinity of Waterson Expressway and Highway 71.
Curtis, we're going to remain on the air here all night if it's necessary. If you get updated information, we will sure appreciate your calling us back again.
Well, we're going to be around here a lot of hours, so I'll call you back.
Thank you much.
Okay, bye.
I have a note here from the police department. They are saying now use no water except for an emergency. No water except for an emergency in metropolitan Louisville. Now, of course, there was an optimistic report there from Curtis Craig of Louisville Gas and Electric. His firm is responsible for getting the power back to the pumping station at Crescent Hill. They're working as fast as they can, but they still can't give us a time frame. So we've been without this now. What are we approaching? Something like
6 hours, 5.5 hours, something of that nature. If what they told us at the beginning is true, we could be getting very low. So please use no water except for emergencies. I have been given a new severe thunderstorm warning. This will remain in effect until 10:30 Eastern Daylight Time for the northern Kentucky counties of Boone, Kenton, and Campbell. For those of you in Ohio, the counties of Hamilton and Clermont. Again, repeating, we have a severe thunderstorm warning. It's in effect for northern Kentucky's counties of Boone, Kenton, and Campbell. The southwestern Ohio counties included in this severe thunderstorm watch, Hamilton and Clermont. Radar indicating several thunderstorms over northern Kentucky that are moving to the northeast, 40 to 50 miles per hour. There has been hail of 1 inch in diameter reported just to the southwest of Walton, Kentucky. If those of you in eastern Kentucky should sight severe weather, please move to a place of safety as soon as possible. It might also be advisable for you to seek out some shelter at this moment. Our reports continue to be revised as far as the deaths reported throughout Kentuckiana. I am now told that we have 5 dead in Louisville, that this has been again confirmed. They have found 2 other bodies. They, of course, tell us that they have confirmed a huge number of deaths in Brandenburg, Kentucky. We have something on the phone line, Jeff.
Glenn, you please pick this up. This is a reporter from the Meade County Messenger in Brandenburg, and would like to fill us in on what has happened.
Hello.
Yes.
This is WHAS.
Yes, this is Jane Willis with the Meade County Messenger in Brandenburg.
Yes,
and I
Jane.
Wondered if you all wanted any information.
Please,
about
we are on the air live now. Please give us all you have.
Okay, it happened at 4:10. That is the time our clock stopped.
Mm-hmm.
The downtown section where we live and work is in pretty much demolished. 3 people were taken out dead
mm-hmm.
from the downtown area. There were a large number that were injured, whether seriously or not. You know, we heard these reports of people being taken out on doors. It was true. That's what we had to carry them out on.
Uh-huh.
The 24 figure that has been given by the state policemen, they have set up a morgue at the high school. One that we know was dead was Robert Dressel, who was a councilman at Mulroe, a city councilman. And he was killed in the downtown area. And he has been identified.
Mm-hmm.
There is at least one missing that we know of, that we know missing. It's just terrible.
Jane, our reports from Civil Defense Headquarters used a figure, I think, 23. You are saying 24 plus one missing. Is that correct?
The state patrolman told me 24. And one of my friends said, we can't find this friend's mother.
Mm-hmm.
And
what about the physical property of the town? What happened to that? What has it done to Brandenburg?
Well, it's in a shambles, an absolute shambles. We were fortunate. Our family is all safe. Our employees are all safe. My mother, well, she was tremendous. She herded us into the basement, and we said, oh, we need the door open. She saved our building. She opened the door. And she doesn't remember it because she was knocked into the basement stairway. And she saved us because if the building had fallen in, obviously, we would have all been killed. The building next to us, at least half of it has fallen off. Several really old brick places, you know, with 3 courses of brick, are just rubble.
What are the people doing, Jane? Are they able to get out? Have those buildings that were demolished been searched?
Yes, most of them were in the downtown area. This is where we were. This is where I was shortly after it happened for at least an hour. We all, as soon as it was over, ran out and started hollering for our friends. You know, and all of us were able to find out who was there. And everyone that should have been there was there, except in 2 buildings that were that they had to dig people out of, or say three buildings.
How long did the storm last? Was it something that just hit and did the destruction and then immediately...
Yes, I would say it was over in 5 minutes. No more than that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
in fact, I was so... Well, I just didn't think it was coming. I was going to go out and take a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But it just didn't... It just came up on us.
Uh-huh. There was, I quite honestly can't recall, but was there warning? Were you aware that we had had tornado watches throughout the day?
I was not aware of it because I wasn't, I was working on getting the paper out, and that's kind of a noisy job, and you don't listen to too many other things, you know. While...
Tell us again, please, if you will, Jane, about the situation with those bodies that they are finding. What are they doing with
them? They are taking them to the high school building.
That would be the Meade County
High? That would be the Meade County High School building. I don't know whether there is anybody answering the telephone there. I can give you the number if you want it.
Well,
whether it's working, we're lucky. One of our two lines is working.
Uh-huh.
The other one just is dead.
Okay, why don't I get those numbers from you after we leave,
okay,
after we leave the air, Jane?
Okay.
You tell me that they have now one person identified. Are there emergency vehicles? Are they able to get into the community, into the town?
Yes. We have several helicopters that are coming in. Apparently people, this is one nice thing about rural neighborhood, you know, everybody has a chainsaw.
Uh-huh.
And the roads were cleared fairly quickly. There were several large trees that were blown over the roads. But the county and the state road companies were able to get out and push trees, physically push them off the roads.
Were there any fires, anything of that nature?
Not that I know of. None have been reported to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jane, fine. I thank you for calling very much, and don't go away. I'm going to give you to another gentleman in our newsroom, Dave Kiefer, and let him get these particular numbers from
you.
Thank you again for calling.
Glenn, we have... an emergency call here from Frankfurt for a drugstore. It's about as simple as that. Those people in Frankfurt were, of course, hard hit today, and they need drug supplies very badly, apparently, drug supplies of all types. If you are a druggist or if you have access to drugs of the type that would be needed to treat emergency patients, then you're requested to call the Frankfurt radio station, which I imagine is also on the air like we are all night tonight, trying to see to it that Frankfurt gets put back together. The station's call letters are WFKY. The number is, of course, the area code 502-875-1973. That's the number for the Frankfurt radio station. They need drug supplies very badly in Frankfurt. The number is area code 502-875-1973. The midnight shift at the Naval Ordnance is not to go to work tonight. The Anaconda Container and Package Foil Plant on Robards Lane will shut down with the 11 o'clock shift. All employees should check with radio and TV for the day shift. And the Highland Daycare Center, located at 1415 Bargetown Road, won't be open tomorrow. We can almost take it for granted that... most places of that nature in the hard-hit areas won't be open tomorrow. Also, many of the industries in Louisville, all of the industries that would require a large amount of transportation of employees and so forth, are asked to voluntarily curtail operations somewhat until we get some type of handle on the situation and decide what can be done tomorrow when things are cleared up overnight. And this is on a voluntary basis, but officials would certainly like for you to curtail operations so as to not necessitate undue travel and use the water, which is running out to a point now because we only have a few hours' supply, and they are working like mad to get the facilities at Crescent Hill, the pumping station there, put together again, and so we won't have too much of a water shortage tomorrow, hopefully. They tell us it could be at least 6 or 7 more hours before that takes place, the repairs are completed. Anyone who has missing family in Borden, Indiana, should go to Borden High School to report missing or to find those missing. We had been given indications that there was at least one death in Borden, Indiana, in Clark County, and that another 41 persons were injured. Earlier tonight, we heard that 35 persons had been treated at Clark County Memorial Hospital, and that seven had been admitted. Of course, that just barely scratches the surface as to what the situation is in Indiana. We have dozens probably killed or injured in Indiana, and maybe scores injured. Xenia, Ohio, north of Cincinnati, was hard hit. It's been declared a disaster area by Governor John Gilligan. Cincinnati lost two or three persons at last word, and three square blocks down near the river in Sailor Park were totally leveled. And, of course, probably the worst news we've heard all night has been from Brandenburg, Kentucky, where I gather we have had at least 24 persons confirmed dead and possibly others missing there and countless injured. In Jefferson County, five persons reported dead, a couple of hundred maybe being treated for their injuries or admitted to hospitals. And in Frankfort, there are dead, and they are not blessed with many hospitals down there and great hospital facilities. So the situation there could become critical, and that's why we ask you if you can help supply any drugs that would be needed in hospital emergency rooms to contact authorities in Frankfort. Glenn?
We have just received information that Jefferson County Schools will be closed tomorrow. Philip Morris, third shift today, and Ole tomorrow will be closed. The third shift at the American Salt and Tool will not report for work tonight. Now, there is a fantastic effort underway to clean up these areas hard hit by this afternoon's storm in the metropolitan Louisville area. Scott Gregory is the works director for Jefferson County and is on the line now. Scott, what can you tell us about the situation?
What we have done is we're working out of the Civil Defense Room with the City Works Department, with the Metropolitan Parks Department, and with all these other agencies. We have all of our available crews, and that's every man that we can that is not sick or so for some reason in the field right now, and we're not observing any jurisdictional lines. Our crews are in the city, their crews are in the county. We have volunteers, particularly from the Associated General Contractors, sending equipment into the area to do whatever is necessary to clear the roads, to try to put as much of the wreckage back out of the way, to help with any rescue efforts that might be needed, bringing spotlights into the area for night work, and we've got as much equipment as we can get in. One of the biggest hindrances we're running into, and we just can't reiterate this enough, is people sightseeing. We can't get our equipment through. We've been blocked several places because of traffic jams, and we desperately need for people to get off the roads unless they have to be there.
You do not then need additional equipment and volunteers as
we are taking volunteers. Any volunteers that can do manual work, can operate any equipment, or are willing to work hard, we'd like to have report to the Adam District Police Station on Whipsmill Road, where they'll be escorted into the area to do work. But we don't need sightseers.
All right, the Adam District Police Station.
That's right.
Are sightseers still causing a problem, Scott?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. There's the traffic in some of these roads is got it jammed to the point where we have been unable at times to move any of our equipment into this area.
Well, folks, let us then reiterate along with Mr. Gregory, the works director, please do not go out unless you are going to the Adams Station on Whips Mill Road of the police department to assist in this massive cleanup effort that they are organizing. Mr. Gregory, thank you much.